Car guys and car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenars, the crime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions with the Glenn Lundy.
The Glenn
Mr. Hashtag Rise and Grind, the solutionary of solutionaries that he is. And we are so excited to get this rocking.
Folks out there, we're getting ready to do a Car Guy confession session for all y'all who have been listening to, all you cafe members, all you Car Guy Coffee fans. If you've been listening to any of our shows, you've heard our Car Guy confessions. Lou's brought his Car Guy confession, a couple of them, when he wrecked a demo before, right? And then, yeah, and he also threw a golf club through a window during the middle of showroom. Yeah, he's done that. Those were some great confessions. I did not take somebody on a test drive. Lou came in behind me and asked the question, how'd the car drive? And they said, we didn't drive it. And he gave me the stare. You learn. You know, you got to learn from these things as a young guy, right? So you get better. So Glenn, I know Glenn. He's been in this business for a very long time. Glenn has been in multiple different positions in dealerships. He has had hundreds of people work with him and for him. Glenn, I know you have a story in there. And I know you got something that'll make either one, people laugh, or something they can learn from. Car Guy Confession Session. What you got, Glenn?
Car Guy confession.
It's inside.
So it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, I guess. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was laying in bed. My 2-year-old was in bed with me, and normally, my girlfriend, my two-year-old's mom, she never like went out. She never did anything. Like I was always, you know, I was the guy that worked from 8 in the morning till 8, 9 at night. And then I might go out with my buddies and drink a few beers or do whatever, go to Vegas as often as possible. It was only 3.5 hours from where I worked and lived at the time. And so she never went out, but she went out this night with some of her girlfriends, and she wasn't the type to like go out late or party or, you know, anything like that. So it was like, yeah, go out with your girlfriends. I'll see you later. So I went to bed with my 2-year-old at like 10, and I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning. She still wasn't home. And so I texted her. She didn't answer. I tried calling her. She didn't answer. So I called her friends. I was like, hey man, if you guys seen her, she's out and about. She's missing in action. I'm scared. There was snow on the roads. I thought she might be in a ditch, all kinds of other stuff. They were like, no, she left here at like 9 o'clock. I was like, what? It's 1 in the morning. She left there at 9. And so I loaded my 2-year-old up in the car in her pajamas. And we went driving in the snow, looking in the ditches, trying to find, you know, my girlfriend at the time, my daughter's mom, trying to find her. And as we traveled and made our way across town, on the other side of town, far from where I lived like 6 miles out of town, and this was all the way on the other side of town. So this was, you know, a good 15, 20 miles from the house. We'd been out there for a while, calling, texting, all of that. Couldn't find her. Scared to death. Called the ambulance, called the jails, called everybody. And, we come across Barnes and Noble parking lot, and there I see the brand new Nissan Pathfinder that I had bought her sitting in the Barnes & Noble parking lot. And there's another car sitting next to it. And so I pull up and there she is. She's in the car with some dude, right? They're making out. And so I go crazy, which Glenn used to get crazy, by the way. I used to get crazy. I go crazy. This dude freaks out. You know, he jumps in his car and takes off because he knows I'm about to kill him. And her and I fight, jump back in the car. We fight all the way back to the house. And long story short, we end up splitting up over that particular occasion, right? That was the end of our relationship. So fast forward a couple more years, her and I stay somewhat friendly, I guess you could say. We stay somewhat friendly for our kids' sake, but I'm still doing the same thing. Like, I'm still working 8 in the morning till 9 at night. Then when I get off work, I'm going having a couple drinks with the buddies, and then I'm heading out to Vegas on the weekends doing all of those things. And I'm burdened. I'm burdened when I have my child. I was burdened by that because it kept me from doing some of the social things that I wanted to do. And so we stayed amicable for a little while. And then she came and got her from me one day on a Friday. She came and picked up my daughter. You know, she was just going to have her for the weekend. And and fast forward 2 days, and she was supposed to bring her back, and there was a knock on the door. I thought it was her. I'm like, hey, come in. You know, I figured she was bringing my daughter back over, and it's some guy at the door. It's a process server. And this guy's got he's got papers that says that he, you know, she, I'm not using her name on purpose, but my ex-girlfriend wanted full custody of my daughter. My daughter was 6 years old at this time. And so I got the papers. I was like, what? This is crazy. What's she talking about? She's nuts. You know, all that good stuff. Right. And so I went, we talked to a lawyer and so on and so forth. And because we weren't married, I was on the birth certificate, but I still was going to have to do a DNA test, and it was going to be $15,000 retainer, da, 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 da. And because I was always going to Vegas, and I was always going out to the bars, and I was always doing all those things, I really didn't have any money. And so I wasn't able to pay the $15,000 to get the lawyer. Fast forward 30 days later, and I lose full custody of my child. I'm not allowed to see her. I'm not allowed to contact her. I'm not allowed to do anything. That moment of my life sent me on a spin, man. I was so mad at everybody, so mad at the world. I felt like such a victim. And I left, and I blamed the auto industry. I blamed her for cheating on me. I blamed everyone. And as I spent that time in blame, it ultimately took me down a crazy path, man, a crazy path that ultimately I ended up homeless, depressed, and suicidal. Now, the reason that I share this with you as my car guy confession is because I watch people in this business do exactly what I did every single day. I watch them do it. And what I now realize, looking back, that I want all of you to be able to see and know and understand, is that she cheated on me because I didn't make her a priority. I lost custody of my daughter because I didn't make her a priority. It wasn't her fault she cheated on me. It was mine. It wasn't the state's fault that I lost custody of my daughter. It was mine. It wasn't the car business's fault that I lost my daughter. It was mine. And so the lesson that I want you guys to learn from my mistake is, dude, make the ones that you love a priority. We can get so caught up in this business, selling that next car, handling that next appointment, making sure that we're, you know, we're coming in on our days off, we're hanging out with the boys afterwards, we're doing all of the things, we're spending all of our money as fast as we can turn it, as fast as we can make it. We're blinging, we're high-siding, we're riding in the nice cars, we're wearing the nice watches, we're buying the Mont Blancs, we're picking up the suits, we're doing all of these things. And so I'm begging you to just take a look and stop. The auto industry is amazing, man, and it can take you places that no other industry that I know of can take you. It is the only industry where you can walk in with no down payment, as I say it. You don't have to have a nickel to your name. You don't have to have a college degree. You don't have to have any of those things. And the auto industry can take you as far as you want to go, but don't let it cloud the reality of why we're here. We are here on this planet to make a positive impact in other people's lives. The people that love you and that pour into you are far more important than anything that the car business has to offer. Make your family a priority, my friend. Make your finances a priority, my friend. And take this life and make the best of it.
Wow. Man, that hit deep. Ooh. You guys, you're right. I mean, I'm speechless. I'm okay just leaving it right there.
I love how open your book
is. That was so real.
Your book is so open, and I love reading from the pages. You definitely have a great story. I think a lot of people, and what I love about it is that, you know, a lot of people like to just highlight the good things in life. All the oh, hey, I did this. These are like my achievements and this and that. You know, to dig deep and to talk about mistakes and to talk about to really like how deep you went with that. Like you put it on yourself, and it's true. You know, I know that any time that I've had any relationship issues, any time I've had any type of problems, it was all stemmed from my mentality, from where I was going, the toxic stuff that I was doing. You know, once I changed that and I completely made that thing, like as Lou talked about, I let it die, you know, with like the seed before it started to grow. I let it die so it could grow. That's what happened. And man, Glenn, that story, it, you know,
that, way, that, is also
that story took me on a roller coaster. Yeah, you talked about catching it. And I felt that emotion, and I felt the emotion of like losing my child. And I felt the emotion of like the realization of it was my fault. I felt that too, man. And it's a beautiful thing how far you've come. It's a beautiful thing because if everybody can see that, and that's what's so neat about who you are, Glenn. You are able to show people, hey, I'm not just good all the time. You know, because it's very easy. You know, you come off, you know, when people just see you on the outside, they can say, hey, rise and grind. You know, he's a God man, and he does all this amazing stuff, and he's always sharing, he's trying to help. But they don't realize sometimes you have to hear those stories to know that you had some darkness in your life at one point, you know, and you had to learn from that. But we all need to go through things like that. We all need to go through our failures so we can keep growing.
Many of you have heard before to take your mess and make it your message.
That's right.
And I love that. Not be, who was it that was on your show the other day? He's talking about victimese, right?
Yeah,
victimese. You can't be living, speaking that type of language.
That's right.
Okay? Yes, we can't do that. But constantly speaking about, oh, woe is me, you're never going to rise to the level that you're designed to rise to if you constantly stay low, blaming everybody else. Remember, the answer is inside of you. If you didn't get the chance to listen to the Jump Box, folks, go back,
listen to it,
and understand the answer is inside of you. And sometimes what's falling apart is because of what's inside of you and what needs to have an adjustment. So we are so honored to have Glenn here to give you this Car Guy confession session.
Thank you so much for the honor. I know Glenn has to get out of here, guys. We do too. I know Glenn has a bunch of other stuff. I love that he has a lot of stuff on his plate because that's what makes him keep growing. And I love what he's doing out there. He's helping so many different people in so many different ways, from dealers to individuals to people outside the business. Glenn Lundy is a solutionary, no doubt about it. We are honored to not only have you on the podcast, but to be part of your group. We're looking forward to talking to you some more. We're going to have to come out to Lexington and hang out with you here soon.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about it.
Car guys and car gals, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we have been having fun brewing solutions with the Glenn Lundy.
Bling, bling.
Folks, you can get information by just searching out any one of the names out here. Car Guy Coffee Podcast, Mr. Bling himself. Ka-chow, ka-chow. Okay. Car guys, car gals, we appreciate you all. Let's brew. Have an incredible day, everybody. We're out.